A proposal to open a daytime shelter for unhoused individuals in Boulder has provoked debate in recent weeks. At a meeting last month to get community input about where a potential daytime shelter could be and what services it could offer, moderators struggled to keep people in line.
Here, Vary?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So talking about the building, I'll tell you what, where my biggest concerns is, how are you going to prevent, or will you prevent, drug use inside the building, and who's going to pay for that? Other day shelters, like in the San Francisco Linkage Center, is a low barrier resource center, which sounds a lot like this Boulder day shelter outline, but it's become a fenced off city sanctioned drug market. So I think the money would be better spent on inpatient psychiatric treatment.
Thanks,
Sherry. Why that's so funny.
So just a reminder, the set of questions is around the facility or what kind of affinities it would have in the community.
Okay. So this is a done deal, or is there going to be a public hearing on this?
We're doing community outreach right now. And then, so this is just a discussion around the services and the type of facility.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The city is conducting these discussions because, as anyone who has been downtown recently has probably noticed, unhoused people in public spaces have prompted complaints about trash problems along the creek, sheltering in the public library, and the use of drugs in city parks. At last month's meeting, Skylar, a mother of three, says she's afraid to go downtown by herself.
I would say that currently our downtown areas are extremely unsafe. I have not been to the Banjo Shell since I moved here 2 years ago. I will not go to the farmer's market by myself. I don't go to the library playground anymore. I do not go to the creek anymore because I am fearful of my and my children's safety.
As uncomfortable as many people feel about homelessness in Boulder, it's not going away. Shay Castle of Boulder Beat News recently published an investigative series on homelessness in Boulder.
The reason Boulder has so much homelessness is because our housing is so expensive. That's the one correlation that we found to be true. The highest correlation with homelessness is housing costs.
According to a Zillow report, housing prices in Boulder have gone up nearly 20% in the last year. Rent for a single-bedroom apartment averages around $1,800. In Boulder, more than half of renters are rent-burdened, meaning more than a third of their income goes to rent. Boulder is the seventh most expensive real estate market in the United States, says Castle.
I don't know if people know that, but like it's San Francisco, it's San Jose, it's Honolulu. So like five places in California and then Boulder. That's it. That's the top most expensive, more expensive than New York, New Jersey. Like we're up there. And so it makes sense that we would have a lot of unhoused people here because that's the number one correlating factor.
Aside from sky-high housing prices, the other big reason people are seeing so many unhoused people in downtown Boulder comes back to a decision the city council made in 2017. Up until then, Boulder, like most cities in the nation, tackled homeless mostly through a church-run daytime and nighttime sheltering system. Despite efforts to aggressively push people towards sobriety and mental health services, the sheltering system's reforms were rarely enough to lift people out of homelessness. In 2017, Boulder decided it was time to try something new. A new model called Housing First was gaining in popularity across the country. This model shifted the focus from reform to housing. After the city council voted to adopt the model, they closed daytime shelters and began aggressively moving people towards housing, says Shay Castle.
It's kind of one of those swing of the pendulum things. What we've done is like, okay, we'll aggressively move them toward housing, but they have no place to be. You have to do both. You got to do both. And it's really tough because we do have limited resources and we're not getting the investment we need from the state or the feds. So I understand that. It's just like, it's not one or the other. It's both.
Despite some of the very outward facing drawbacks to closing daytime shelters, in most every other regard, the Housing First model has been a huge success for Boulder. In the past 5 years, the program has moved about 350 people a year out of homelessness. Kurt Fernhaber, the director of Boulder's Housing and Human Services, says if you just look at the numbers and not out your window, you'd think the city would have no problem keeping up.
In the city of Boulder, we assist on average 24 individuals a month out of homelessness and into housing solutions. This equates to the city solving homelessness every 14 months, which is amazing.
Amazing until you start looking at the numbers of people entering homelessness in Boulder. Over the last 4 years, close to 8,000 people have become homeless in Boulder. Shea Castle says at this rate, something has to give.
I understand why this is, you know, unpalatable to people, but like we've given them no options. We've given people no options. There's no shelter for them to be during the day. They can be in the libraries, but people complain about that. And during the pandemic, there were no libraries. They can be in the parks and stuff, but people complain about that. Where do you want people to go? They literally have no option. They have to go somewhere. And then I would also, again, point to what other places are doing that are having success. And they all have a day shelter or day center, low barrier, somewhere for people to be legal during the day. And they all somehow manage to keep people from smoking meth there. So this is not an unheard of thing.
At the meeting to gather feedback about the possible creation of a daytime homeless shelter in Boulder, in addition to worries about a low barrier shelter creating a drug market, many pleaded with the city council to act. Michelle Rodriguez, one of the 1,600 participants of the city's Housing First program, who is now in housing, told the group that the shelter cannot wait.
We are desperately overdue for this day center. It needs to be now. This is not really something we can talk about and just think that it's 2 years in the future. Every year, about 3 weeks before the 21st, which is our annual homeless Memorial Day, we have to follow a Colorado Open Records Act to get the list of names of the homeless people that didn't make it through the year for whatever reason.
Michelle, thank you so much. You ran out of time.
Despite pleas for urgency coming from both sides, like the moderators of last month's discussion, Boulder City Council remains committed to keeping the conversation going for at least 2 years. In the meantime, Boulder's proposed 2023 budget expands police funding to continue clearing and ticketing homeless encampments in Boulder. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.